Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in today. Very happy Tuesday to you. Well, I'm so excited about today's show. If you listen often enough, you know, every once in a while we love to do something we call the Ministry of Music Day, where we have an artist in and we worship God and we hear from you, hear what God is speaking to you about, hear what songs are most ministering to you, and we just sort of nestle back in God's presence and we're just nourished. And I'm praying that that happens for you today. So if you're driving or if you're at home, just really take a breath in, exhale, and enjoy this next hour, because I'm so blessed to have my friend, worship pastor Mark Allen in. And his album, the church's album, Strong to Save, is just at the top of my list. I spend so much of my prayer time listening to that before I get into the Word, and you are going to love it. So we're going to play some songs off that album. But Mark's like, you know, I'll take your calls too. So if you want to call in and tell us what song has been ministering to you these days, you can probably get a copy of the album. He brought in a stack of them. We're going to give a few away on Facebook as well. So my question to you is, what song's been ministering to you these days? But I also would love to know, what's God been speaking to you about these days? What is he teaching you? What is he telling you? We would love to know. So I'll open those phone lines up right away, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And I want to tell you about my friend, and we'll get him on the show. Mark Allen Schoolmeesters is a worship pastor at Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park. He and his wife Jill have two children, Grayson and Annabelle. And you can learn more about him and his original music at markallen.net. Mark, it is great to have you with us today. Welcome back.
Thanks, Susie. It's great to be back.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, having you here. And you chose the verse to start the conversation up, Hebrews 12, and the Message version of verses 1 through 3. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and then I'd love to have you speak to it. And I love this. I love the Message paraphrase of this one. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever, and now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Sometimes it's just great to read it from a different angle, you know. Speak to that verse and why you chose it.
You know, I read that in a message the other day, and I haven't read it in that translation. I don't know if I ever have. Mm-hmm. And it took that verse to a whole new place for me. And I know it's an exciting time in many of our lives when God is doing new things. And there are also times when we go through experiences where we wonder, you know, where is God in this? And how does my faith stay strong through trial and uncertainty? And, you know, just that reminder that Jesus stuck with it. He didn't quit. He didn't back down. He continued to move forward. And that reminder that when we feel as though, you know, the storms have come up in our lives, we can look to him and say, look at that story. Like it said, go
That's right.
Item by item and line by line, and remember that God worked through Jesus faithfully, and he will continue to work through us faithfully.
You know, I always say one of the best things for marriage and one of the best things for intimacy with God is to remember and to dream. So you remember you remember your history together, even if that's with God or with your spouse. It's like, we have a history together, and God, you've been faithful. But then to dream and go, we're going to have a future together, too. And I think that's so important. And just before you came in, Mark, I recorded an interview with Lois Evans, Tony Evans' wife. And she writes about these different seasons of life. About, she said, there's the seed planting season, there's the growing season, and then there's the reaping season. And those don't just speak to seasons of life chronologically, but she said, even in ministry and output, there's times where you have the vision and the dream and you're planting the seeds and you're putting them in the ground. But the growth season is where the hardship hits, where your faith is tested. It's just hard. And you want to dig them up and go, what? Is this really going to happen? And then there's that time of reaping. But I have the feeling I'm in this season, that middle season of growth, of being stretched, of being challenged, of at times feeling heartbroken, and having to hang on to the promises even if they don't feel true. And this first song I want you to sing, I probably won't even be able to get through it, and I'm not even singing, but hearing you sing it without crying, because Before you sing it, Faithful Still, off the album Strong to Save, talk about this song. You wrote every song on this album, but talk about this one and why it's so important for us to remember, especially in that growing season.
This song talks about the who God is, but it starts from how we feel. And I think a lot of times we come to God based on how we feel, and then we try and fit him into our image and say, God, why don't you make sense based on my emotions? But how we feel isn't meant to dictate who God is. And so it really is a song that says, no matter what I face, I can choose to trust in your name. And I will not necessarily just base myself on what I feel in this moment, but I will trust in your word, which is true and has been timeless and has been proven, and that you are faithful, and that the God who was, who and still is and forever will be, can be a source of stability in good times and even in those growing seasons, like you said, Susie, where things get challenging and you have hard days and you feel the uphill battle. So that's a little bit of the backstory.
I love it. Let's hear it.
You promised to me that I would never be alone. And why do I feel sometimes your presence is unknown? Though I am afraid, I will choose to move your way. Step I take, when everything surrounding begs to take your place, you stay faithful still. My soul is weary and I can't seem to find the strength. Though I promised always to sustain. Though my heart may break, my lips will speak your name. Everywhere I go, every step I take, when everything surrounding begs to take your place,
Lord. We have Pastor Mark Allen in studio with us, and we're just playing songs off of the new released Emmanuel Live Strong to Save album. And I'm telling you what, this is has been my new favorite since it released, and it just ushers you into the presence of God. And today it's just music ministry. We do this every once in a while when we just pause and we worship God. And so Mark was kind enough to bring in a stack of these CDs, and I'm telling you, it will rock your world. And so what I'm asking you is, what's God doing? What's he saying to you these days? And if there's a song that's been especially ministering to you these days, we're going to give a handful of those albums away. 877-933-2484. After we take Michael's call, we're going to play off of the album. It's the title song, Strong to Save. Michael, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that the song, Oh How He Loves Us, it's really been speaking to my heart lately because of, the opening line is, he is jealous for me. And I guess I came out of a lot of legalism and misunderstanding of who God really is. And that just lately has been flipping my world upside down. So I praise the Lord that he's jealous for me.
Mm. Great lyrics on that song, too, from one writer to the next, Mark, wouldn't you say?
That is so profound. I mean, like you said, Michael, it can change the way you view who God is based on something that you think about him. And, you know, that's a profound thing. When you can finally get, like I'm hearing you say, Michael, you take that time to really get your head and your heart around what does that actually mean and to ponder that the same way that we maybe would take a portion of scripture and just read over one sentence or one phrase and ask the question, what does this mean and how does this affect my life today? Man, that's cool, Michael. Thanks for sharing that.
And, Michael, you'll get a copy of the Strong to Save album, and that will turn your world upside down as well. And Ministry of Music Day, and I'm just thinking of that person who maybe is in that growth season Mark and I were talking about, where you've planted the seed. You've not seen the harvest yet. You're waiting. You're tired. Your bones are aching, and you're wondering, was this all for nothing? He is faithful. He is a keeper of his promise. And I love what Mark said, that we don't dictate we don't let our emotions and our feelings dictate what's absolutely true about God. And so this song is the title song from the album Strong to Save, and it is powerful. So buckle up, baby. Here we go.
Thank you.
just say, if that doesn't stoke your fire, your wood is wet. Just saying. Powerful. That's Strong to Save off of the Strong to Save album. Mark Allen is in studio. Pastor Mark Allen, this album comes out of Emmanuel Christian Center. Mark wrote every song on this album, and he's singing some songs live. We're playing some from the album. And he came in with a stack of albums, and I'm telling you, this one will really... Boy, it'll just minister to your soul. So if you want to call in and tell us maybe a song that's been ministering to you lately and what God has been saying to you, we've got a CD for you. We've got David on hold calling from Cloquet. David, welcome. You're on the air.
Good. I'm not sure of the name, but it talks about righteousness and holiness, how God should mold our heart, transform our mind, and shape our will to His.
Mm.
And so God wants our heart to beat like His.
That's right.
And just one other thing, if I got a moment here. Jesus said, in these days, the Father's looking for those that will worship Him in spirit and truth. You want to get God's attention? Start worshiping Him.
It's true, man.
Well said, David. And you're going to enjoy this album. Thanks so much for calling. And I'm thinking it's that Cutlass one he's talking about, holiness.
Yeah.
Is that the
holiness,
one?
Holiness, holiness is what I long for.
Mm. Beautiful. See how good he is? Just like that. But
it's a beautiful song.
Yes, it absolutely is. And Michael, who called earlier, asked for Oh How He Loves
yeah.
Us. And so you're offering to sing that
one. Be happy
voice.
To,
That's
yeah.
That's a beautiful song.
That's a powerful song written by an incredible worship leader named John Mark McMillan.
And He is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath weight of His wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful You are and how great Your affections are for me. And oh, how He loves us so.
Thank you, Mark, so much. As I said, we're talking to Pastor Mark Allen today, and it's just a music ministry day where we are just pausing and we're worshiping God and remembering again that He is good and that He is God and that He loves us. And I'd love to hear from you. If there's a song that's been ministering to you these days, what God is speaking to you about, Mark brought in a few of this brand new album, Strong to Save, and we've got a few copies to give away, 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. It's interesting. Last time we talked, it seemed like our conversation took on its own theme. And the theme so far this hour seems to be just declaring God's goodness in spite of maybe the badness around us, you know. And I'm thinking of that person who's in that valley of the shadow and can't see Him and feels maybe they are letting their emotions dictate their perception of God. I'd love for you to sing 10,000 Reasons. And before you do, maybe just say a word about the importance of gratitude, but counting our blessings. Mm-hmm. And that can sound cliche, but I think it's spiritual warfare in the highest regard to start thanking God for the things we enjoy when we want to look down.
Mm-hmm. I think that's totally right, Susie. I mean, it doesn't matter. We may feel like we have nothing to be grateful for, but we can begin with the simple things like, Lord, I thank You that I have clothes on my back or I have air to breathe today. And I think when we begin to cultivate that heart of gratitude, it can shift our focus and our attention off of the things that we see as the glass half empty and give us an opportunity to see all of the things that God has already poured into our lives and the things that He wants to continue to.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is just an incredible example of that. You know, there's more than 10,000 reasons, He says, that, you know, that I have to be grateful, and 10,000 reasons to continue to sing and to continue to know that God is faithful.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. Time has come, still my soul sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never.
Thank you, Mark. Absolutely beautiful and such a reminder that there's always reasons to give thanks. And I always say, you know, ingratitude makes us spiritually blind and deaf. We stop seeing and stop hearing when we think, you know what, I deserve more than God's given me right now. And there's something so powerful about praise. I want to see if we can real quickly grab Dan's call from Cedar Rapids before we go to break. Dan, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. What song do you like?
I love Toby Mac's song "Steal My Show," and I really love the place where it goes. You know, if you want to steal my show, I'll sit back and watch you go. And you know, I've learned that many times we enter into conflicts in life just because we want things done our way. And it is God has been teaching me to learn to let go, even though it is my life, that, you know, if I will let him run my life, things are much more easier and there is much less space for conflict.
Dan, I have to jump in, but wise words indeed. Thank you so much. If you want to steal my show, I'll sit back and let you go. This is Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson talking to Pastor Mark Allen, playing songs, worshiping God. We'll be right back.
Came for. If you want to steal my show, I'll sit back and watch you go. If you got something to
you go, Toby Mac. Dan, those were wise words. And he said that so much conflict comes from us wanting to do things our way. And so to be humble enough to say, God, it's your show. It's my life, but I'm giving it to you. It's your show. Boy, what would happen if we all lived like that? Great call, Dan. And hopefully you gave Grace your address. You get a copy of Strong to Save. It's Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. This is our Music Ministry Day. We just do this every once in a while. And it always seems to be so timely where we just pause. We worship God. We remember who He is. We let our ears hear our mouth say, you are God, no matter what. And so we're also taking your calls because Pastor Mark Allen was kind enough to bring in several copies of the new Strong to Save album, which is personally rocking my world. So what I want to hear from you is there a song that's been ministering to you these days? What is the Lord saying to you? We can take your calls, 877-933-2484. We've got Josh on the line calling from Superior, Wisconsin. Josh, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Josh.
Pretty good, how are you?
We're doing great.
Good. So my favorite song, or my song right now that's really been ministering to me is I Belong to You by Derek Johnson, or Jesus Culture. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
Mark knows it. I don't. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I love how it's just kind of that constant reminder. It's like no matter what we face in this world, we always are going to be belonging to Him. And then there's also a part of the verse that says, you can be the fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Mm-hmm. And it's just something to me, just so powerful to see. I mean, I'm kind of in that younger range, 24-ish, 25 generation, and to see just this fire of God moving mm-hmm. amongst my peers, it's really exciting. And that kind of captures it for me.
Mm. Yeah, that's great, man.
Josh, so well put. And you are going to love this album. So I'm so excited that you get a copy. And I pray God will use you in mighty ways, because I do believe a third great awakening is coming. And I think it's going to really start with your generation, work up and work down. So may God use you in ways that surprise you, Josh. Bless you. All right. We've got Sally calling in from North Dakota. Sally, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Hi.
The song that's really speaking to me is Legacy by Nicole Mortimer. Just thinking about my future and my children and leaving them a legacy, mm-hmm. and kind of like may all we come behind us, find us fruitful, mm-hmm. or faithful, excuse me, that song as well. And just teaching my children what they need to know and making sure that they are prepared for what they'll face in their future and they can have that faith to go forward.
Mm, very good. That's a favorite of many. So thank you so much, Sally. Mark's relating because he's got little ones.
They
so
do.
Yeah. Wow. And I don't because I have old ones. No, I'm kidding. No, I totally relate. In fact, that's on my heart constantly and sowing seeds at these different seasons of life. So important, Sally. Thank you. God bless you. All right, let's play another song from the album. Tell us about the song New Beginnings.
Oh, Susie, New Beginnings. That is... that's the song that started this whole songwriting process for this particular album.
Really?
Emmanuel. Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
It was a song that I had started before I came. It was in a season where I sensed that God was doing something new. And I kept going over that phrase, when God does something new. And out of that came this idea of God is the God of new beginnings, which is, it's an old truth that I've known my whole life. But you realize, you know how that happens, where sometimes something will come alive in a way that you go, man, did they just put this in the Bible? I've never read it that way before. But it's a song that just basically says, it's a reminder that God is the God of new beginnings. He's the God of starting new seasons. And He's the one who is faithful to see us through. And every day is a new beginning. There's streams of mercy. There's hope. And really what I found is that in my life, it comes to that cry of saying, God, break off the chains that hold me back so that I can lift you up and lift you higher. And when I stand in freedom, I will experience the grace that you want to give to me today. So that's a little bit of the backstory.
And, you know, what's so good about that is because so often what holds us back from new beginnings are the chains of fear and even self-inflicted kinds of things and unbelief, you know.
That's true.
And so the new beginnings really compel us to fall on our knees and worship God. And you're going to hear a familiar voice on this album with Mark, and it's Nicole Serrano, who's been in studio a number of times for these ministry music days. She lives in Nashville now, but she came back home.
She did. She and I wrote this song together.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
She's a dear friend of the show. So let's hear New Beginnings.
You're the God of new beginnings.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Boy, I just love this album. I'm so grateful to have Pastor Mark Allen in studio with me today. This is Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. We're listening to songs from the Strong to Save album. And Mark is the worship pastor at Emmanuel Christian Center, and he's playing some songs live. And talk to us about the one that you're going to do live now, Hallelujah, God Be Praised.
That song was a song that Nicole and I started writing, talking from the idea of the word hallelujah is a word that we use a lot, and sometimes we don't necessarily think about the words that we use in church and understand the meaning, but really the word translated means God be praised. And we asked ourselves the question, what does it really mean to give God praise in every season and in every circumstance, when you're on the highs or when you're in the lows? And the song became really real to us. I remember when we were writing, there was a phrase in one of the verses that said that he's the God who speaks into the storm and his words are peace for those who mourn. And I remember thinking it's kind of an odd thing. It was strong language, but really felt compelled that it needed to be in there. And I remember the first Sunday that we had planned on sharing the song and teaching it at our church in the congregation. And it was the same Sunday morning that my phone rang very, very early with the news that one of the pastors on our church staff had passed away unexpectedly, early in the morning. And I remember at that moment thinking this was for us, that God's words are peace for those who are in mourning, even when they don't understand why things happen, but Jesus is the one who speaks to the storm and says, peace be still. And so this song is become, I would call it kind of the lifeblood of our church in a sense, that it just really says, you know what, God, I'm going to give you praise when we're on the mountaintop or when we're in the valley, and we can trust that you are God and that you are sovereign.
And so, Judy, I noticed you called and she said, I'm grieving right now. Can you please recommend a song for me? I would recommend this one. And after this, off of the album, we're going to play Peace Be Still. And I just pray both of these songs minister to your spirit. Here we go.
And I've come to see the King, the healer of the broken things, the God who speaks into the storm. His words are peace for those who mourn. And when I see him, I will sing, God be praised. I'm broken down with battle scars. I need his love to mend this heart, that he would breathe into my lungs and give me hope where I have none. And with the church now I will sing, God be praised, God be praised, hallelujah, hallelujah, God be praised, God be praised. And we have come to see the King, to offer him our everything, to lay lives down at his feet, surrounded by his majesty. And with the angels we will sing, we'll sing, God be praised, God be praised, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing, God be
powerful. Pastor Mark Allen, off of the Strong to Save album, he's singing that live in studio. And for Judy and for those who are listening who are grieving right now, you're maybe in a brokenhearted place. Lord, I just pray that you would minister healing and life and hope, Lord God, and vision for better days ahead. And I know that you're near to the broken heart and that you are close to those who are crushed in spirit. So, Father, lift her up, hold her close, and we thank you, God, that you are a present help, an ever-present help in times of trouble. In Jesus' name, amen. So this song, Peace Be Still, this is one of my absolute favorites off the album. Here it is.
Far above what I can see, beyond the things I think I need, and I believe you're holding me here, wait for you to speak. Far above what I can hold, more than earthly minds can. I trust your love won't let go. Once again, remind my soul. Peace be still. Know that he is God. Still. Thank you.
Mark says we can fade, but this little part here will just usher you right into the presence of God. It just lingers, and it is powerful. I see you looking at your Bible over there. Did you want to share something?
I was thinking where you were going next. So
okay.
Take us there.
Well, all right. Well, you've got a number of songs you could play, really, and so I'm looking at either Cornerstone or Oh My Soul. Is there either one of those?
Either one. I would share something on Oh My Soul, or Cornerstone is a favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think we have time for both.
All right.
All right.
Oh, my soul, it comes straight out of Psalm 103, which says, praise the Lord, oh, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. And for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. And that seemed like that's been a little bit of a theme this morning, remembering God's love for us in every season and every circumstance. So this is oh, my soul.
Praise the Lord, my soul. All within me praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his goodness. Praise the Lord, my soul. He's forgiven all our wickedness. Praise the Lord, my soul. Has healed all our diseases. All within me, bless the Lord. All within me, bless the Lord. Let all within me bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the
Psalm 103, praise him. Don't forget his benefits. He forgives our sins, heals our diseases, ransoms our life from the pit. It goes on and on. Powerful stuff. We just have time for a couple more songs. But I was thinking about that one caller, Mark, that said, you know, reference scripture, and believe it's in the Gospel of John, that Jesus says, my followers must worship me in spirit and in truth. And I remember studying that passage, and it means in accuracy and integrity. And so it's like, you know, he also says, you know, you praise me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And I think the theme coming out of our conversation is to really engage our hearts again, remember once again who it is we're talking to, praying to, singing to. And I think when we line those things up, so my challenge is to you even this weekend as you go and sing and worship, engage your heart, mind, soul, strength, and mean what you say. Don't let your mind wander over the grocery list for this hour.
Yeah.
You know, line it up and engage your faith. And so talk about Cornerstone and then sing that if you would. Just why you love it so much.
I love it. It's Cornerstone, if you're not familiar with it, is it's Hillsong's remake of an old hymn, The Christ is Solid Rock I Stand. And they took the lyrics straight out of what they were and just put it to a new melody. And the same truth of what it said is still true today. But it takes it one step further, and it makes a declaration that just says, Christ alone is my cornerstone, where the weak are made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord of all. And I like that picture of proclaiming truth, but then standing on it, and not
That's
just
right.
saying it, but putting your foot down and saying, I will stand on this.
So. And let me just correct what I just said. For 1 hour, I would say for 1 hour, every hour, on the hour, every day, because as often as you can engage your faith and mean what you sing and mean what you pray, I think that makes all the difference. So,
my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, the weak made strong, and the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Darkness seems to hide His face. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Powerful declaration. Praise God. Mark, thank you so much for your time today. And I'm wondering if we could wrap up and if you would just pray for the church that we would experience a fresh encounter with the living God.
God, we pray that your Spirit would continue to breathe life into each of us as we are your church.
Yeah.
And that your church would continue to grow beyond a building and it would be the people. God, that we would be the people of God, not just in a pew or a seat on Sunday, but it would expand and extend far beyond that to every place that we set our foot. God, that we would take the gospel to every place and every corner that we encounter. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate your ministry to the kingdom. Thank you, Mark,
Absolutely.
So much.
Thank you, Susie.
And I'm challenging you, pick up Strong to Save. It'll bless your socks off. Great show today. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be talking with Kenny Luck. He's the men's pastor at Saddleback Church. He wrote the book titled Sleeping Giant, No Movement of God Without the Men of God. That's tomorrow. And next on Everyday Relationships, Michael Smalley joins us to talk about the father wound, what it is, how it impacts you, and how to get past it and get over it so it doesn't impact and impair your life. Really glad you tuned in today. You hear this every day. But listen up. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.